This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Listening to Lynn on the Evening Edition. And you know, we've been running this little campaign. You might have heard it on air, you might have seen it on our socials. It's called Bersatu Pemakan. And for a little bit of context, we were left out of Netflix's Street Food Asia. Again, you might remember. So we wanted to do something about that. We're very close to the finish line. Our campaign is ending on Malaysia Day, where we, along with Fisherman Integrated, will be releasing the missing Malaysian episode. And we wanted to give a little taste of what you can expect, also an overview of what's been happening so far. Joining me now is Ezra Zayed, Head of Digital and New Media right here at BFM.
Hello, hello.
Also formerly of the Evening Edition,
that's
of course.
Right.
And we also have two people from Fisherman Integrated. That's Joyce Gunn, Group Brand Director, and Andrew Tan, Executive Creative Director. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us here today.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Now, before we move ahead, if you have any questions or thoughts, again, you know the numbers. That's 7733 2900 to call. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. So let's start right in the middle, I guess. Where are we in this food fight that we've single-handedly started, I guess? You know, where are we in this process?
Well, I guess, you know, this entire thing took place when, Fisherman Integrated contacted BFM. This was maybe like 2 weeks before Merdeka.
Yeah, it was like literally one and a half week, 2 weeks before Merdeka.
And there was this idea of saying, hey, we wanted to do something that would create a bit of buzz and, you know, a little bit of fun controversy. And it was really to sort of explore this notion about how Netflix kind of conveniently left Malaysia out from their very popular street food series on Netflix. And their idea was, if there's a few things that gets a lot of Malaysians excited about, it's probably Nicole David. It's probably
Lee Chong Wei.
It's probably Lee Chong Wei. It's probably the Harimau Malaya national football team. But food undoubtedly has a huge role to play. And when they came up to us with this idea, it seemed like a great opportunity and a little bit of fun to see what Malaysians would think about it. And I guess the response to it has been quite substantial. And, you know, we produced a trailer. And of course, you know, Andrea and Joyce can tell us more a little bit about that. But of course, the response since then...
It was crazy. I mean, we produced the call to action video in like less than a week. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we call for action, basically getting people to sign a petition. And we got like 20,000 Malaysians supporting us, more than 70 brands coming on board. We have partners reaching out to us, people that, you know, coming on board, wanted to be, Mars came on board, Tune came on board. So it was quite a ride in the last few weeks.
You know, when those brands started, I guess, joining in on the whole thing, was that something that you guys expected or anticipated? And what was the knock-on effects of that? Because, of course, it's fun, right, to have that participation.
Yep.
We've seen this abroad. We've seen this in general with marketing campaigns with different brands. Sometimes dissing one another, sometimes not. So for us, I guess, with this campaign, what was that like when the brands began jumping on? What did that feel like?
Well, I think it certainly is something where we didn't expect. And it's really, because when we started the campaign, it's all about, you know, getting the Malaysians to, you come unite, you know, on this thing. And but we did somehow try to trigger some form of brand talkability among the brand. And, well, they caught the bait.
Yeah.
And, then from that
we
on...
We poked a little of the couple of the brands who were already doing some food campaign.
And of course, you know, every Merdeka Malaysia Day period that comes along, you know, I think, and we're no different, you know, always trying to think of what sort of talkability can you create. But I guess the outrage of us being left out, because, you know, just even in 2019 or even late 2018, whether it's crispy rendang or whether it's a gentleman in Singapore who got the Michelin star with the chicken rice, I mean, it was always this notion of so close but so far.
So, I mean, even CNN featured, and they always feature our neighbors, but we are always, you know, how can they forget us, you know, when we're in between Singapore and Thailand? So we thought it was a really good time to come up with this whole idea. Yeah. And what more Merdeka and Malaysia Day?
It's just like, you know, all the music bands, they come to this region.
And they always come to Malaysia.
Then they escape. I mean, okay, we can close one eye with that, but when it comes to food, don't play.
Don't play around with us.
You know?
If you play, we will start an entire campaign, apparently. That's what we're getting at.
Exactly.
And what was amazing was, I think in a very short period of time, I think, you know, I was talking to Joyce, I think even before we ran this trailer, which was to say, hey, we're going to be starting this petition. And, mm-hmm. you know, I had a quiet conversation with Joyce saying, hey, do you think Malaysians will actually sort of sign up to it?
What if
the outrage is not enough? What if yeah. we're yep. in our own yep. little bubble that yep. maybe this is not something...
I remember you saying, hey, we cannot shock Sindri, you know.
we can't because you yeah. don't know. But then suddenly it sort of turned out into yeah. something that we didn't yeah. quite expect.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think because of that, we also started thinking like, you know, what could we do to kind of trigger certain brands? So we created a couple of postings here and there. And then, yeah, like yeah. what Andrew had mentioned.
And the premise of those postings, Joyce, could you explain to listeners for folks who might mm-hmm. not be familiar with what's happening on social media? Like, what were we doing exactly?
So basically, we do know a couple of brands out there that were doing a lot of campaigns during Merdeka around food. So we were like, hey... big brand M, which yep. you know, we have this petition, and if you're all about the local food, please come Bersatu for Makan with us and join in on our petition. So we did a couple of those, and then that somehow spiraled along, and then we got more and more brands starting to come together for this whole campaign.
So listening to this, I mean, it sounds like, okay, I'm not going to pretend that I was not in any way involved in this. I don't think there's any point.
There might have been a radio ad yes, with exactly. your involvement, Lynn.
Yes, there might have been a show that we put out on the evening editions. So I'm not going to sit here and be like, tell me, guys, your external campaign. But, I mean, at the moment, listening to the story, it sounds very smooth ridey. It sounds like, okay, we had this idea, we executed it, brands came on board. But were there challenges? Were there road bumps, you know, and what were some of those?
There were plenty of challenges. I think the first one was finding the right partner. Truth be told is we actually had a client involved in the first place when we had this idea on board, and they kind of pulled out 1 week before the campaign. So brainstorming around, we were like thinking, we really want a client that's bold, our partner that's bold, who's willing to, you know, cause a little bit of, not havoc, like, you know, like, havoc here and there. We found BFM. BFM is a very great partner to come and help enhance this whole Bersatu for Makan campaign.
Yep, and I think earlier we mentioned about, you know, we only had like maybe barely 2 weeks to produce a call to action video, the trailer, as well as the 30 minutes, you know, the episode. So definitely, you know, trying to coordinate all the right people to come together, the production team, even contacting the food operators, you know, getting the right dates, you know, and just not just one person's dates, but, you know, many person's dates, you know, to come together to make this.
Yeah, and know. I think the one more big challenge is we were working on a very tight budget. Literally, yeah. this whole campaign was funded by us, Fisherman, together with great partners here in BFM.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things where, oh, sometimes you have a great idea and if you have great resources, terrific.
Exactly.
And if you have a little bit of time, yep. that's even better.
yeah.
And I think we were a little short on
everything.
On everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But I told, you know, Joyce and Mark and Andrew that the only way we wanted to do this was that if we could poke a little fun and have this
yeah.
and have this opportunity yeah. to say, hey, Netflix, yeah. you might have missed out on this. And I can appreciate why some brands would want to, but it was quite an easy decision internally at BFM yep. to say, hey, let's do this. And the ease of which is that, I guess, when you're making decisions about anything creative, you want it to be purposeful to the work and
correct.
Not for short sindery purposes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think we managed to pull that off in a short period of time. So, yeah, it's hopeful that you have these great creative collaborations, but sometimes it doesn't work out that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're hearing today from Joyce Gunn, Group Brand Director, and Andrew Tan, Executive Creative Director, both from Fisherman Integrated, as well as our very own Ezra Zayed, who is Head of Digital and New Media here at BFM. We're talking about the Bersatu for Makan campaign that's been running and that actually is culminating pretty soon. We're going to be releasing a video. You might also have caught the food... what are we calling it? Food Wars?
Food Wars, yeah.
Food Wars that have been running on our Instagram. So it's not too late to weigh in on what you want to win, actually. And also, let us know what you think about the whole thing at BFM Radio.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Lynn as well as Ezra Zayed, who would formerly just have been here as my co-host,
sure.
you know, just chilling.
But not today.
Not today. Today, he is here as Head of Digital and New Media at BFM. We also have with us, of course, Joyce Gunn, Group Brand Director, and Andrew Tan, Executive Creative Director at Fisherman Integrated. We're talking about Bersatu for Makan, the campaign that's been running all the way up to Malaysia Day. Since Malaysia Day is very soon, we thought we'd just catch up on how things have been. Now, we heard earlier about, I guess, where the idea began, how it started to come together, how it started to snowball. And throughout the campaign, have you come across people who just didn't like it at all? And, you know, how did you respond to that?
Definitely, there for every campaigns out there, there will be some people out there that has, I mean, not so positive things to say. For us, I think we've just focused on the positive thing side of things. I guess on the negative stuff, a lot of people have been saying, like, you know, why do we bother? Why do we care
about
why do we even need validation from, right. from Netflix?
Yeah, yeah. But and for me, these kind of negative comments, it really pencils in on on some sort of that deep-rooted frustration. Mm-hmm. And once it comes to that point where why do we care? Yeah. I think if you stop caring, I mean, that's something that's been seeping through for like 10, 15, 20 years of some sort of acknowledgement. You know, that feeling of going to... any place or city overseas and seeing an Asian restaurant do well and only for it to be done as a Singaporean restaurant when all of the food is Malaysian. And it's one of those things where if there is an opportunity to sort of get that acknowledgement, we get acknowledgement in different ways through states, through sort of little pockets. But I think as an entire nation, as this sort of collective body of people where food has been the thing that kind of binds us through all of our disagreements, through all of the different things in which we agree and disagree with. And I think it's hard not to still fight for some of the few things that we actually can agree on.
Yeah. But anyway, at the end of the day, validation from Netflix wasn't our objective to begin in the first place. If they do put this series on Netflix, it's a bonus for all of us. I think for Merdeka there, for Malaysia, we just really wanted to see, can we bersatu for something that means something to us? And food is a rich culture in Malaysia, and we really wanted to bring that up.
So I'm just going to ask, have we heard from Netflix? Are they mad? Are they watching? Are they open? I mean, what's that relationship like at the moment?
So I think on the Friday, I think it might have been August 23rd. I think on the Friday, when we start putting out the
day one. Yeah.
Because in the video, Naz, of course, who's featured in the trailer, he's, of course, the host of Jalan Jalan Cari Makan. He's, of course, the voice of this full 30-minute episode that's coming out on Monday, September 16th. And as a result, he says, you know, don't forget to tag Netflix when you share this video. And I think just on that day, there was just a spike in the Malaysian region. And I think from their offices in LA or New York, they're going, what's going on with all of this activity here? And I think on the first day, there was some queries, I guess.
Yes, there were some queries.
By Netflix representatives about
by the Netflix representative. But from what we understand, it's they definitely do know of this campaign. How could they not, right, when social media has the spike in terms of them people tagging Netflix. But I guess we haven't heard anything else from them on it.
And no spice? No anger?
Well, I think, you know, I think there's going to be... I think there's going to be a feeling of a missed opportunity once you see this 30-minute episode on Monday. And, you know, Andrew can tell you a little bit more about that because, you know, the street food series, for folks who haven't seen it, you know, it's a terrific series because...
It's lavishly shot.
And one of the things that's so powerful about the series is it's not just the food, it's the people and the characters behind...
It's the stories.
It took to get to that point.
Yeah. I still think about that fish head girl from time to time.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Because, I mean... I'm sure there are a lot of tons of food-related videos online and on YouTube, on TV. But I think what street food angle in is that, you know, it's not just about the food, but there's the people behind the food, you know, the culture. And it's all about street food as a culture in this region. And hence why we felt that, you know, why are we not in there?
If they did a series about, you know, fine dining and Malaysia was not included, you know, we're cool with that. No problems. But, you know, especially with street food and then, you know, Henry Golding saying that, you know, the best satay is in Singapore on Crazy Rich Asians. I mean, you know, there's a line, you know, that can't be crossed, I guess.
Okay, so specifically, right, on this upcoming video, after all the pressure that we've placed on Netflix, after, you know, social media spikes, after all the public shout-outs, are you guys feeling pressure to deliver? Because now it's got to be good.
Well, it wasn't in the beginning, but now, of course, we felt the pressure and because there are all these brands are looking and all that. But I think at the end of the day, yes, the video is important, but I think what's more important is when all the Malaysians and all the brands, I mean, when was the last campaign that you see brands coming together? You know, you've seen Malaysians coming together, but as brands coming together to fight for something, something that they believe in, I think it goes more than just the video. And
But I think regardless, I think 30 minutes of doing a Malaysian street food series will never be enough.
Yeah.
I mean, one person is going to say, why is this not featured? Is that not featured?
Right. Yeah. And I think in the street food series, you only... according to the format, I think they feature three particular dishes.
We feature three. So many,
so
right?
we're going to get some heat either way. It's called karma, I think. and Netflix is looking forward to this, I'm sure.
Yes. I'm really enjoying at least the recognition here because honestly, we're just very hard to please. It's just the nature of it.
But I think we have to start somewhere of, you know, doing a bit of, I would say maybe PR for Malaysian food.
Yeah.
But like I said, 30 minutes is definitely not enough. That obviously is an opportunity for us to continue the whole Bersatu for Makan campaign even further.
Yeah.
Hint, if there are any other brands out there.
and I think the interesting thing is that because, you know, on Monday, September 16th, we're going to be releasing this 30-minute episode of Malaysian street food. It's going to be shot, and Andrew deserves a lot of credit for this because it's going to be sort of mimicked to that particular format and style. So, you know, you couldn't just sort of do it in 4 days. It's taken a number of days, some travel as well to make sure.
This is where we definitely have to credit as well.
Yeah,
we have a whole bunch of hardworking people.
Definitely.
No sleep.
Right now, you just see the two of us, but in actual fact, the working team is like...
Back in the office, two of us are just representing fishermen here today. If you don't mind, we need to do a special shout out to our team back in fishermen.
Yeah, we have Mark, Adam, and we have Debbie, Alia, you know, we have Mo, and then we have Carmen, Mian, Kimberly, which is the director and also the editor. And Lewin, Elvin, and also Azam, you know.
All of these folks haven't had enough sleep.
And I
remember when Fishman and BFM had, I think, our first meeting, and we said, hey, you know, like, you know, how many people are coming over?
Yeah.
And then I think we had this huge meeting room, and you thought that we were trying to solve world peace. Like, from the outside of the meeting room, like, and, you know, everybody at BFM was like, what's going on in that room? It's like, oh,
food is very
serious,
important.
discussion about food and about Malaysian food. And look, I think, you know, with everything that's transpired, you know, BFM hasn't had the opportunity to do a lot of fun things because we're a very serious station, I guess. We talk about a lot of important issues, but every now and then, you know, you can't dismiss that food is an important issue as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in the course then of, you know, doing this, trying to suss out that story or the stories that you could tell, did anything surprise you? Did you learn anything that you didn't already know of? Are there any of the stories you want to preview, or are we saving it all for the Monday?
Well, I think what's important, so how we actually look out for these food operators is actually based on how long they have been in the business. And because some of them actually was before Merdeka, you know. So that was actually a nice angle and also a nice backstory in line with the Merdeka campaign. So we actually use that as our main, the first thing that we go and look out for the operators. So we found two in Klang Valley, and also we found one in Kuching. And it's Malaysia Day. We definitely can't leave out our brothers in Sabah and Sarawak. And again, well, what we are showing here is actually not the best, you know, food in that area or in that country, in the country, you know, but it's just one of the many food that represents Malaysians, you know. And definitely there are some very interesting stories, some caught by surprise, you know, like when we interview one of the food operator, and just midway he suddenly just sobs, you know, thinking about how hard his life was.
Especially for a lot of folks who work with food, and, you know, sort of it's a thankless task because you're doing it to this very exacting standard day in, day out. And I think when you get a chance to speak to these folks and hear their stories, they don't really get a chance to reflect and figure out whether what their place is in society. It's more about the next plate and the next plate. And so doing this particular exercise was hopefully you know, rewarding for them as it was for us.
So we've laid out what we've done so far, the journey that it's gone on. What is happening on September 16th?
So on September 16th, we'll be releasing our take on the Netflix food series, the Malaysian edition. It'll be a 30-minute episode.
30 minutes?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to launch it on social media.
Okay, so where
can
people...
It'll be 24, but with the credits rolling, it'll be about 6 minutes.
Marvel style credits.
You got to follow BFM Video on YouTube. You got to follow BFM Radio on Facebook. Follow at BFM Radio on Instagram. Follow at BFM Radio on Twitter. Of course, it will be there on Malaysia Day alongside a whole host of other campaigns, mm-hmm. I'm sure. But for what your money's worth, I think it's worth paying attention to that one.
Excellent. So again, you can just follow everything. Just follow us on everywhere. Follow BFM everywhere, everything, because we want you to watch this video. And also, while we're at it, weigh in on Instagram. Are we still doing the head-to-head? Yeah, is it over?
So what's happened in the past few days is that we've had almost, this Champions League round of 16 mm-hmm. knockout scenario of Nasi Briyani against Kuih Tiao versus Roti Canai against Nasi Lemak. And I think in the past few days, we've had a few finalists, a few sort of different considerations. And the finalist today is between Chai Kuih Tiao and Nasi Lemak. Mm-hmm. So there is still time for you to vote and decide the outcome of what Malaysia thinks is the quintessential dish. So you can just follow us at BFM Radio on Instagram to weigh in on that. And of course, look out for hashtag Bersatu Fumakan.
Just because people just never have enough time to talk about food. That's what it is.
The funny thing is, I think some people have been surprised. Like, they just can't believe that Nasi Kandar got knocked out so early on. I just love that sort of that look of, confused. Like, but how?
A splinter justice for Nasi Kandar campaign running somewhere.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Ezra, Joyce, Andrew, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having us.
We've been speaking, of course, to the three people behind the Bersatu, or three of the people, rather, behind the Bersatu Pemakan campaign. We heard a roll call earlier of others who've made it happen. Ezra Zaid of BFM and Joyce Gunn and Andrew Tan of Fisherman Integrated. You can show your support for the campaign by heading to bersatupemakan.my. You are listening to The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.